Hey, welcome in. Welcome in, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. We are on episode 28. My name is Eric Wolverton, and with me, as always, usually doing the intros, is my best friend, Kyle Poplinski. Thanks for letting me do the intro this time, Kyle. What do you got for us today?
Absolutely, buddy. My random tangent of the day, there needs to be more square discs.
Square discs? How would those work?
Yep. They'll probably be really stable.
Probably.
Give me a square disc. That's what I want.
They'd probably be dangerous. Sharp corners being thrown at 78 miles an hour.
Maybe not like squares, like completely squared off. You know, it could have rounded edges. But like, I've had a couple discs that were like almost square. And they flew the best.
Octagons?
Yeah. Maybe a pentagon?
You know, there was a big thing. Sarah Hokum had a really bad rollaway in D-Glow. So if you had a square putter, it would remove rollaway chances.
No way it's going to roll away.
Yep. So square discs coming to you soon from the Oh No Disc Golf manufacturer. Just kidding. That's not happening.
Could happen. Check it out in the future. Well, follow us on Instagram for all of your square disc needs.
So we are on episode 28, and we have a wonderful episode for you today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what has happened at the Preserve so far, how great the property is. We have a sweet interview with Jeremiah Smith. He's kind of a local lefty legend, local lefty cheater. Managed to play around with him a little bit back, and he's a really nice guy, so we brought him on. We're also going to do our top five favorite putters.
If you can't get enough of us here on the podcast, you can follow us over on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, or you can go ahead and support us on the Patreon. Shout out to our two Patreon supporters, Sean and David. You can go and join them over on the Patreon. We are still affiliated with Starframe Disc Golf. That's starframediscs.com. Use our code Oh No to get 5% off. Also, we have a merch store over at teespring.com/stores/ Oh No Disc Golf. We have wonderful merch that we worked really hard on. If you'd like to support us and get something in return, head on over to our merch store.
So we are recording on Friday today. We recorded on Friday this week, which is a decent amount earlier than we usually record, so we haven't got to watch much of the Preserve, but from what we did, me and Kyle both love the property. I think it's
course looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's awesome how much time Kale and his crew has put into it, and Kale still finds time to go out and like tour. I know he doesn't tour full time, but Steve still gets out there, which is just insane to me. And I really feel like he did a good job of creating a course that is scoreable for both MPO and FPO to kind of make it exciting on both sides of the tournament.
Yeah, he really said that the scoring is going to be dependent on the wind.
Yep.
So heavy wind, low, or not as huge of scores.
And it wasn't crazy windy today, but Ricky still did Ricky things.
Right. So we've only, the first round is the only one that's happened so far as of recording. So that's why we're saying Ricky is, the 15 under is still fresh in our minds.
Yeah. The new changes to the course are pretty sweet. I know it's 4 and 5. Those are the ones that I really paid attention to. And I think there's one more, but I can't remember offhand. They actually made some really tough holes out there.
My thing I really appreciate about Kale courses, when he was speaking in the interview, he really tried to mention that he tries to do a lot of balance, just, you know, not repetition in any way, trying to always present a new challenge every hole. So
it's funny, they said in live coverage about how Kale likes to throw shots kind of like Nico, so it's like interesting that Nico won last year. He's a big like flex shot person, I guess Kale is. So pretty interesting.
I heard that on the broadcast too.
Pretty interesting. It is also crazy that they weren't able to even practice on Thursday because of the fires up in Canada, all the smoke's blowing down. It looks a lot better on coverage, but some of the pictures from the day before were pretty insane.
Yeah, if you've never experienced smoke from wildfires, it is a real thing.
Never had to deal with it here, so, but it looks nuts. Looks absolutely nuts. But luckily, Seth managed to get pretty much N95 masks for a lot of the people on tour. So at least while they're, you know, moving from place to place, should be okay.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm excited to introduce our very special guest, Jeremiah Smith. He's a local lefty bomber, and some call him the lefty cheater. He even refers to himself that way. Thanks for coming on, Jeremiah.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. And yeah, a lot of people call me lefty cheater.
You got to own it then at that point.
Oh, yeah, I do, definitely. The Sanford tournament, that was the doubles one a couple weeks ago. My partner was actually a lefty too, and that's what our team name was Lefty Cheaters.
How'd you guys end up shooting?
I think we got sixth place in MPO. We were just there helping Chris out, everything like that, help supporting him. It was a blast, regardless of how crappy I kind of shot. I didn't throw the best that day.
Well, you'll have those days, ups and downs.
Absolutely.
So why don't you just tell us all a little bit about yourself? All
right. Well, 32. I work two jobs as well as trying to start my own business, On Point Tees. So trying to grow that a bit. Yeah, been around doing stuff for a while now.
And the tees he makes are on point. They're getting better and better. And I actually just ordered some tees from him, so I'm super excited to see how they end up.
Yeah, I'm definitely sitting down tomorrow morning and going through the ones that you ordered from me and getting them all set up for the press and everything like that.
Sweet. Excited to see it. Why don't you tell us about the first time you played disc golf?
All right, a little backstory. I've been playing disc golf right around, I want to say, 8 years now.
Okay.
Was honestly one of the worst times in my life that I was in at the moment. I honestly was drinking every day. I would have considered myself an alcoholic. Couple buddies dragged me out to the course one day, got out, played with them. Obviously wasn't that great at it, but I enjoyed it. I love being outside and everything, and honestly got me out of my alcoholism.
That's wonderful. So you weren't just like a natural right from the get-go? Because that's what I kind of figured, is you just like
I wish. I mean, my baseball background helped bit, because I played baseball all through elementary, middle school, everything like that, but
wasn't just easy peasy for you.
No, sir.
Baseball has a ton of cross training. Like, were you a sidearm? Did you pitch at all?
I pitched for 2 years, and then they see
over the top, or what did you do?
About 75 degree angle, kind of sidearm-ish.
Have you ever tried a thumber?
Eric's got a story for a thumber.
I have. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. What hole at Freeland is it?
Hole 8.
Hole 8 at Freeland is just like the worst tunnel shot I think Freeland has. You're like up on an elevated tee pad.
Is it the downhill one to the right?
It's like straight ahead, I think, right?
Yeah, the pin's just straight ahead down this, what would you say, not even 10-foot gap?
Yeah, it's tiny between two giant trees, and he just steps up and throws this big lefty thumber over top of everything, and it just comes crashing down in it. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to try that, but just with a big hyzer. What do? Hit the first tree, and it goes flying off into oblivion. Oh, so yeah, he has a thumber.
And the funny thing about that is I never used to throw the thumber on that until just this year, to be honest. I was playing with leagues with a couple of my buddies earlier in the year, and they were throwing big old spike hyzers at it. And I just kind of go, okay, I got a decent sidearm, might not be able to get it there. Let me try a thumber, hit the top of the basket, bounced off, and landed 20 feet back.
I'm so jealous of the baseball cross train. Like, if I could go back in time and tell myself to, like, just not even play baseball, just to practice
throwing,
pitching or something, you know, yeah, like, that would have helped. So, or like lefty batting.
Yeah, lefty batting for you righties would have been spot on. You would have.
That would have been helpful.
Very helpful.
So when you first played disc golf, did you play forehand mostly, or did you pick up the backhand pretty easily?
And for the first six, like, while I'm seeing everybody throwing these massive bombs with backhand, I'm going to try it myself. So started working on my backhand early too.
Worked out good for you then.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress.
Oh yeah. Disc golf's always going to be a work in progress.
Absolutely. The moment you have nothing else to learn, it's the moment you're going to want to quit anyway.
Yep. Oh, what about the first time you played disc golf made you go out for that second round?
Honestly, the guys I was with, a couple of really good friends, seen the position I was in, and they got me out the first time and came back, I don't know, maybe 3-4 days later. Hey, we're going back out disc golfing. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Second time I went out was the first time I ever bought a disc too.
Okay. Might as well jump right into it.
Yep.
So the addiction started quickly
very quickly.
Less for the alcohol, yes. More for the discs.
Absolutely. I found myself buying more discs than alcohol and just took off from there.
It's like, yeah, I can either buy a 12-pack or I can buy a disc.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your biggest oh no moment in disc golf?
Because
this is the show Oh No Disc Golf.
Absolutely. So I think my first real oh no moment happened this year actually too.
Oh great. We like recent ones.
Freeland Walleye Fest. You said you were there, right?
Yep.
Okay. First round was shooting amazing. Got my first tournament ace.
Oh, yeah.
Hole 17. I was the guy who aced that.
Yep, yeah.
So, going to second round, I'm tied for the lead. Kind of got a little bit too big of a head, got a little too excited, and completely shit the bed. I ended up shooting a plus +3.
Oh, man. If that shit the bed, then I don't know what I want to know what I did at Walleye Fest.
Just missed cash by one stroke, too, after being tied for the lead. That was, I'd have to say that's my biggest oh no moment.
Yeah, that's a pretty big drop, but bet you learned something from it.
Absolutely did. And then second oh no moment was Midland Open this year.
Ooh, we get a twofer.
Twofer, yeah. We're starting on hole 7 at Midland. Runs right across the river there.
Okay, yeah.
I normally throw turnover Luna. I hit the first tree available off the tee to start my tournament.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I'm only maybe 30 foot off the pad.
Nowhere to go but up.
Yep.
When was the Midland one? I kind of cut out a little bit.
July 4th this year.
Okay, gotcha. Kyle is originally from Michigan, so he knows a lot of the same courses we throw.
For sure.
Which course in the area would you say is the most lefty friendly?
Oh, that's a hard one because Midland's really good for lefties. Wicks is pretty good for lefties. Freeland. But I'd say where my strengths lie, I would have to say Freeland fits best for my game.
Gotcha. That's why you wanted to play us there, me and Brittany there, huh?
No, not really. Because I honestly, this year, I haven't been shooting Freeland that great. But
There's so many left to right holes at Freeland. It's crazy.
Or forehand, you know, it can be right hand forehand friendly too.
Or or forehand if for us, but like for him, it's just his regular stock hyzer play for like 80% of the holes.
I'd say 75,
maybe. Yeah, sorry.
And that's why we call him the lefty cheater.
Yeah, it's just that's like everyone's just watching you throw hyzers over and over.
Nope.
What would you label as your strength on the course?
My strength? Honestly, I'd probably have to say one of my strengths is being able to visualize lines that normal people really don't see that much. Like a lot of righty holes, I can sit there and find a line for my lefty backhand or even a nice little tunnel gap for my forehand.
So we can call we have Jeremiah lines that we can start using as a term. Even better.
Yep.
It's a good idea.
Well, I just sent Eric this video, I think last week or some, hole four at Midland. Hole four at Midland, normally lefties will sidearm up into the little gap there to get past all the trees and everything. No, I just decided one day I'm going to try a big hyzer over top of everything. And I landed probably, I don't know, 25 from the pin, doing a big hyzer over everything.
Yep. Yeah, he can throw it high in the air, throw it over trees. That's like my first
what trees?
Thing I've heard about you was people talk about how you just throw the big hyzer shot over 18 and at
yep.
Wicks.
I like to take a nice stable Zeus for that shot. Throw it flat, just rip on it.
Yeah, it's not fair.
I've gotten, I think I've gotten 4 twos on hole 18 at Wicks.
That is not an easy two. Even for lefties, it's still not like that's an easy two. Like, you know.
Right, because like as you turn the corner, it's still, the chance it's going to fade just like into the woods.
Yeah, it's not. So, for non-Jeremiah lefties, it's still hard.
Yeah.
Real pushing hyzer.
So what would you say is your biggest weakness on the disc golf course?
Putting. Definitely putting.
No, that's everybody's weakness. Not everybody's, but...
like circle one, circle two.
I've been getting pretty comfortable with 25 and in. I'd say 25 to 50.
Yeah, it's just the one thing that I know, no matter what, it never feels like you practice putting enough. For anybody.
True story.
If you could build your own 3-disc starter pack, what 3 discs would you put in there for people?
You guys are going to argue with me on this. Buzz, Heat, and a Luna.
I knew it was going to be a Luna. Kyle's a fan of the Heat, or he was when he started.
Yeah, was.
Yeah, we don't throw Buzzes on here. We don't even talk about them. So.
Nah. Get your E-Metrus out of here.
Yeah. We're all about the E-Macs.
E-Mac life.
I can't blame you guys. I used to throw a trilogy myself, and the E-Mac Truth was a phenomenal disc.
Yeah. I mean, I've owned Buzzes.
It didn't change.
I've owned Buzzes.
I've owned Buzzes, too. Not a Luna yet, though.
Kyle bought me a Luna.
I suggest picking a Luna to the rubber blend is perfect for putting. I love how it sticks to the chains. I've been bagging the Big Z and the new, I think they're the Crystal Sparkles, the 2021 Tour Series ones. You might not seem like they're a big difference, but I can flip my crystals flat to whereas the Big Z hold more of a overstable flight path.
Yeah, the throwing ones feel really good in your hand. I haven't been the craziest on the rubber blend, but throwing the Tour Series Lunas, I threw one of Jeremiah's, and it's a good disc.
Yeah.
What are some of your dream courses that they play at on the Pro Tour?
Okay. I'm going to go over the pond for my first one, and it's the Kona Peach Day Open.
That's fair.
Would love to play there. I know it's a big bomber course. It just looks like a beautiful course with the castle in the background and everything. Always wanted to go there. The MVP Open, Maple Hill looks super amazing. I'd love to go throw there.
I think that's my dream course.
I know, right? Fountain Hills.
Okay.
That one looks tall.
It does. But
I feel like it played to his strength so much more, because instead of the right hand coming in and like skipping towards the water, he gets to just like dig the hyzer into the hill.
Yep.
Over and over again.
The Las Vegas Challenge. That looks like a fun course to circuit to play on, as well as the Santa Cruz.
Masters Cup, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Santa Cruz Masters Cup.
Yeah, those are some good choices. Was that in order? Is Kona Peace Day your definite number one? Like,
Kona Peace Day has always been number one ever since I've seen that course.
Yeah, that's fair. I dig it. Do you have a favorite lefty on tour?
Favorite lefty on tour? I would have to say Clemenade.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think Chris Clemens is hilarious.
Chris Clemens. He's so funny.
He is.
Do you have a favorite
guy.
Pro then? Is it going to be Macbeth since you throw his Lunas everywhere?
No, honestly, This is going to be a little weird, but my favorite pro is Simon Lizotte.
All right. I can see it. You throw Jeremiah lines and he throws Simon lines.
Exactly.
Now, why is that weird?
Because I only throw discraft.
Oh, yeah.
And he's that
dismania.
So you hate everything he throws.
No, I don't hate anything he throws, honestly.
I'm just messing with you.
I used to have, actually, I have a Sky God 2 hanging up on my wall right now that I aced with.
No.
So you have thrown.
Yeah. Yes.
He's been playing long enough. I think he's thrown almost anything.
Gotcha.
Never got really into MVP, though. The overmold, I don't know, messes with me a little bit.
Gotcha. Envies are sweet. That's the one.
Yeah, I felt a couple envies.
Envies are sick. Long before James Conrad made them sick.
Right. Yeah, that was nasty how he did that.
True story.
I just had a question that I lost.
Well, if you remember, we'll circle back to it.
Good job, Eric. Yep.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I can see you liking Simon so much because you're always like, kind of happy and bubbly and like trying to build everybody up on the course. And that's what Simon's doing like the entire time.
You know, and that's what I try to do. Like, yeah, I'll get down on myself and everything like that. But I don't try to let that affect my card mates. And I try to build them up so they have a good game too.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, it sounds like you're like picking your own lines that are crazy and stuff too. So you're kind of like a lefty Simon, huh?
I try to come up with some weird lines sometimes. Sometimes they work out, and sometimes I just go, why'd I just try that?
Yeah, before you throw, this is about 50-50, huh? Yeah.
Do you have any big goals for the next year in or out of disc golf? I know you're talking about your business.
Yep, I would really love to grow my business. I actually have a meeting set up with a graphic designer and everything soon. Trying to grow my business. My fiance's mom actually does like she creates websites and everything like that. So she's going to help me build a website and get all the tools I need to make this a successful running business to where I don't have to work two jobs and this and that and everything like that. And for on the course, disc golf wise, I honestly really want to get noticed by Discraft. I would love to be on their underground team and work my way through the ranks and hopefully become a valuable team member to them.
For sure. Someday. Just got to make it out to their events, I feel like, right? Does that help get you noticed? I don't even know how to go about doing that.
Yeah. So Discraft likes to focus a lot on like social media presence and everything like that. I kind of took a break from social media and my TikTok and stuff like that for a bit because just a lot of life stuff happened, going through some family stuff right now. So unfortunately, I had to drop my one sponsor I had this year. Shout out to them for giving me a chance to rep them and everything like that. It was an amazing being a part of their team and everything, just some family circumstances and everything kept me from being able to play a lot of events and everything like that. That's why I'm not really going to the state championships this year.
Reset the sights for next year?
Yep, this is for this coming year, coming up.
Are there going to be any big roadblocks in your way to achieve those goals?
Honestly, right now, my only issue is kind of dealing with a little bit of an inferior computer laptop doing my shirts and everything. So as soon as I can get a little bit better of a laptop going, I
technology. Will
be all set. We don't relate to that at all. No.
Fucking technology, man.
Eric looks like he's recording on a potato.
I am. So where can all of our listeners follow you on your disc golf journey?
My Instagram's JeremiahSmith5489. I have TikTok. I've been loving posting to that recently. That's Disc Golf Smith 89. And also trying to get more people to follow my shirt company on Facebook, which is On Point Tees.
We'll make sure we follow those, and then we will have them in the show notes in case anyone wants to
absolutely
go in there and follow him.
That'd be awesome.
Is there anything else you kind of want to shout out before we jump into our top five?
Shout out to Team Lucky Clover, Lucky Disc Golf. You know, you guys, thank you for giving me the opportunity I had this year being sponsored by you guys. Sorry I had to leave the way I did. But I really want to give them a shout out for giving me an opportunity to be with them for a minute.
All right, really quickly, describe your perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, describe your perfect one.
Okay, it's going to have some thick bread because I love tons of jelly.
Okay. What kind of jelly?
Either strawberry or grape.
Crunchy or smooth? Peanut butter.
Crunchy.
All right.
He's a crunchy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Top five.
Oh yeah. Perfect.
For our top five today, we had Jeremiah stick around, and we are going to pick our favorite five putters that we think you guys should check out. I'll kick it off, and this is going to make him mad, but I went for my number five. I picked the Luna. It made it onto the list, but it's only at five.
Hey, I get it.
Mainly because it's a sweet throwing putter, and I have enough of those. Who wants to go next?
My five, I would probably have to go with the AVR.
It's fair. It's a good putter. Good putter for everybody.
That's what I started with.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody who's played disc golf has to have owned an AVR at some point.
Has thrown an AVR at one point, yeah.
Now we're going to hear the beaded side of things from Kyle.
The what? Oh, the beaded? Yeah. Well, this one's a micro bead, so it doesn't even really count.
No.
I went number five, Emac Judge. Been using this guy for my jump putts lately. Just has a nice amount of glide in comparison to my other putter that I use, so...
That you'll hear about later. Yeah. My number four is the new Logic by Discmania. It is kind of like a Luna in flight, but they only make it in base plastic, so it gets understable real quick, which is kind of nice to have.
Yeah. I would say my fourth, I'd probably have to go with, what is that thing called? The Challenger.
I think I got one of those. Oh yeah,
a little too deep for my liking, but it's decent for picked up a couple, but wasn't really that great for me for putting.
But other people should check it out in case they like it.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My number four is a Berg.
Oh, you don't putt with
it. Yeah, I don't putt with it. But it's great for upshots. I have putt actually with it just to like make sure I'm not going to go past the basket or is this going to land flat. I feel like if the basket is on a hill and I'm trying to avoid a rollaway. So that, all of that.
All of the Bergs. My number three is the AVR X3. Just picked one up not a while ago. Probably pretty long ago. I can't speak.
3 months? 4 months?
Yeah, it's been a while now. It seems like it was yesterday, but I think I talked about it on the podcast.
You did.
Yep. And it's like a baby zone. Just as like has just the mount where you can lightly flick it and it'll still just kind of come back, but not as hard as a zone.
All right. My third, I would have to go with the P2s.
You putt with them? P2s. Regular putt?
I used to putt with P2s when I threw Innova Discmania. Absolutely loved them for throwing and putting. They were, in a sense, a lot like my Luna point and shoot, and that's where it went.
Yep. Yeah, he says he has an ace with a Sky God P2, so.
Should have kept throwing them. Could have had more aces.
He probably does, but
yeah, with other fair. Things.
Number three, I went with a harp. It's a harp. I have way too many harps, and I love them all.
Especially the blue one that he doesn't have anymore.
Shout out to the person who stole that from me. You have a really nice disc that's so warped, it's unreal.
It doesn't look nice anymore, but it's nice.
Yeah, it was like a super soft puddle top harp.
Ooh.
And I had been, you know, seasoning it for like 2.5
That's honestly why somebody probably stole it. Yeah. Well, yeah. Honestly, everybody wants them puddle tops beat in harps because I used to use them for flick and
they're so great. This is my most overstable harp, I guess. It was just so stable. It was ridiculous. And it would just fold on itself as soon as it hit. So it was like a cheat code.
Yep.
Yeah. Miss that thing still. Thanks for bringing it up, Eric.
Crying for you. My number two was my original putter that I kind of started putting with, and it is the Warden. It's a really good putter. Has lots of glide, so it's really easy to hit those outside the circle putts, and they just like to go straight. They beat in too quickly to throw, because then they just turn into turn over too easily. But for putting, they're sweet. It's true.
I believe you.
My number two. Are we counting zones as putters?
I think so. Yeah, putt and approach. So,
I mean, if it's not, then my number two is pretty fucked.
Yeah, I have to go zone for my number two. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, everybody does.
It leads right into my number two as well, which is the zone. It's almost a harp, but, you know, discraft, so.
Yeah. Yep.
But discraft. The only thing discraft doesn't make better than is a mid-range.
True story. The zone is like the best approach disc ever made, without a doubt. Eric bought me that Sparkle Z, I don't remember what it is, Ledgestone edition this year.
Yeah.
And I throw that thing way too many times around. So, anyway.
I feel that. I bagged 3 zones, and each one never failed me yet.
Dude, I'm with you. I have 3 zones and 3 harps, so I have like a whole range of whatever I need.
And they all go left.
Absolutely. They all do the exact same thing, just in a little bit different way.
My number one is my current putter, and it's the P2/Alpaca/Omega 4. I'm putting with Omega 4s right now, but they're literally just an Alpaca or a P2. They're all the same.
Yep.
They've been my favorite, and I think my most consistent. It could just be like the skill level I'm at right now compared to when I putted with other things, but I'd like to think it's the disc.
You getting any of the new P2s that Discmania is coming out with?
Yeah, I got 2 of them sitting and waiting.
Heck yeah.
Holding on to them. Figured if I keep those like pristine, I can sell them in the future. Well, then, if I'd recording stop.
Why did it stop? My computer. Hang on 1 second. Give me 2 seconds. My computer ran out of space. Remember how we were talking about computers sucking ass? Yep. 1 second. I have an external hard drive. It's just not in this closet. So 2 seconds.
Yeah. Did you don't have anything to get to, do you? Okay, cool. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm hoping just to hold on to the new P2s, like the prototypes, and I can sell them in the future to buy me like a whole stack of P2s. I seen the Sky God, yeah. There's some. Okay, I didn't know which one that one was. I never was a big fan of the Method. Just because it's like was supposed to fill the EMAC true slot, and I, nope, not doing it. Oh, really? I just threw the one. I just did the, or seen the one, or threw the one that came in the mystery box. So it was like Geo or something. Yeah. So I threw that like once and I was like, oh, yep, I don't need that. Orange, yeah, orange. Yeah. Oh, the Shadow Titans look sweet.
Oh, excuse me.
So how was work? Ooh. Playing any disc golf this weekend? Oh, yeah. You already said that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've seen you tagged me in that. Yeah, I won't be able to make it. We're going camping starting tomorrow, so... Yeah, I'll be a good probably two and a half hours away. Harbor Beach. Am I frozen? Am I unfrozen now? Oh. Nope, not yet. Oh. Ah. Oh. Hey. Hey. Oh. Now we can't hear Kyle. Oh, yep, he's muted. Nope. Just go. All right. Well, yeah, so my number one favorite putter is the P2/Alpaca/Omega 4. They're all the same disc. I think they're my most consistent putter. Yeah. They're sweet. Putting with the Omega 4s right now, but that's just because I have cool ones and I think pretty discs fly better. Who's listing their number one next? Which I know what he's going to pick.
Yeah, you already know. It's the Luna. Ever since I picked the Luna up, I've been in love with it. I have three different aces with the Luna since I switched to the Luna this year. Hole 15 Midland, hole F Freeland, and hole 14 Freeland, all with the Luna.
Which one's 14?
After you get off 13, the one right next to the railroad tracks, it's the one going back into the woods. But it's a probably 230-foot little straight. And I got that one just before leagues, so that was kind of upsetting. I didn't get it at leagues, but hey, what do you do?
Right. But yeah, it's still good.
An ace is an ace.
Yeah, an ace is an ace for sure.
I don't even...
I've never gotten an ace with my number one disc. My number one is what I use for my putting, is a PA3.
Hey!
It's really windy here, so I needed something that had some stability in the wind. It just has a nice drop to it. So,
heck yeah.
I'm a big fan. Love them. Has a micro bead. It's like half the size of a regular judge. Maybe a little bit bigger bead than a EMAC judge, but...
Gotcha. We don't like beaded stuff here.
Nope.
No. I want to try a 350 plastic. I heard it's a little bit harder, but I only have like two 300 plastic. So, big fan.
Prodigy has a bunch of different plastic.
Yeah, they do. Prodigy's always confused me.
Yeah. I finally understand the numbers, but now I don't understand the plastic.
I don't even understand the numbers, so you're ahead of me in that.
There's a good chart for it. Help me.
Well, those are our top five favorite putters. Let us know what your guys' favorite putters are. You don't have to give us five. One's fine. Well, thanks again for coming on, Jeremiah, and doing a top five with us. Hopefully we'll be able to catch around with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. Come back anytime. Social medias, my Instagram is Jeremiah Smith 5489. I'm going to try to start posting more to that. TikTok is something I've been really posting a lot on lately, and that's Disc Golf Smith 89. And find my little business I'm trying to get up and running on Facebook at On Point Tees.
Well, we'll let you go after your long day of work. Again, thanks so much for coming on. It was fun chatting with you.
Hopefully you had a good time, and hopefully we'll have you back soon.
It was absolutely great to meet y'all. All right, later, y'all.
Today we talked about what happened at the Preserve. It's only, again, Friday when we're recording this, so we just talked about how awesome the course is. We had Jeremiah Smith on, the lefty legend, the lefty cheater, however you want to call him. He's awesome at disc golf, and he's a lefty. Super nice guy. Amazing interview. And then we did a top five putters that you should check out.
If you can't get enough of us here, check out our social medias. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, a TikTok, a YouTube, and a Patreon. All Oh No Disc Golf. If you are in the market for a new disc, head on over to Starframe Disc Golf. It's StarframeDiscs.com and use your code Oh No for 5% off. Also, head on over to our merch store, teespring.com/stores/ohnodiscgolf. Make sure to use code OHNO for free shipping. Buy our merch.
That's code OHNO for free shipping.
Thank you guys for joining us.
And that, my friends, is episode 28. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. However you're listening, on a boat, on a train. If you made it to this point in the episode, as always, you are my absolute favorite. Good chatting with you, bud.
Yeah, nice chatting with you, too. See you next time.
Catch you on the flip side.